Brothers and sisters, I suggest that the discussion of the way forward and the solution, if you like, or the mode of struggle for the emancipation of the people of Palestine and of the region emerge out of our discussion rather than to launch into a presentation on that particular subject. Let's go to the discussion, and it'll come to pass out of that discussion, I'm sure. So I think we just throw it open, and there are many issues that we want to address, but we can do that in the course of our exchange. Everyone who has been involved in the question of the self-determination of peoples, everybody who's familiar with the basic democratic demands of oppressed and colonially subjugated peoples is aware of the distinction between immigrating to a place and colonizing it. You know, the South African settler population began its conquest of Azania of South Africa in the 16th century. 400 and 500 years of English and Dutch settlers were involved in the colonization of Azania. Similarly, in the Rhodesias, the French began their conquest of Algeria in 1830. In the long struggle for self-determination for a black republic in South Africa, no one predicated the right of the people of South Africa to their self-determination upon their requirement to secure an exclusively settler state in Cape Town, Durban, and Johannesburg. No one suggested that in Zambia, first, there had to be an exclusive colonial settler state apparatus in Lusaka and Ndola and Kitwe. No less in Zimbabwe was Harare required to be the center of an exclusively white settler state. The people of Algeria were not told that the French settler population had first to have a secure state in Oran and in Algiers before the people of Algeria were entitled to aspire to self-determination. It is an absurdity to think that the settler population enjoys an equivalent right to the people that they have dispossessed and conquered. On the contrary, it is the entitlement of anyone who wishes to emigrate to a place to accept citizenship on equal terms. And that applies no less to Palestine than in South Africa or Rhodesia or in Azania or in Zimbabwe or in Algeria or in Morocco or Tunisia and so on. So the notion, I mean, a state like the Israeli state would be an outrage even if it were anchored on a ship off of Haifa. A state is not coextensive with a people. Why are we required to defend the colonial settler apparatus in Palestine when no one who has any semblance of understanding of the democratic entitlement of the oppressed would make such a demand upon the people of South Africa or of the Rhodesias or of Algeria or of any other colonially oppressed area of the world? So the first and the basic element of any, quote, way forward, let alone solution to the question of Palestine, is the de-Zionization of the state, is the removal, the overthrow, the dismantling of the Zionist apartheid state apparatus in Palestine. And that is a project not only of the Palestinian people, but indeed of all those of the settler population who understand that the ultimate ghetto and the ultimate entrapment of this settler population is to be pitted against the aspirations and fundamental democratic entitlement of 150 million people of the Arab East. So a de-Zionized state, a democratic and secular Palestine in which rights do not flow from ethnicity or from the accident of the religious affiliation is the absolute prerequisite for anything that resembles a resolution of the crisis of the dispossession and the liquidation of the organized existence of the Palestinian people. And there is a peculiar aspect, too, to the settler population in Palestine, because nearly 70% of the settler population in Palestine are what they call Mizrahi, or Sephardim, or Oriental Jews. Now, a Jew from Yemen or Morocco or from Iraq, or from Syria, looks like Gamal Abdel Nasser, has the wedding customs, the mores, the eating habits, the acculturation of an Arab who happens to be a Jew as opposed to a Muslim or Christian or a non-believer. And the Arab Jews, as it were, in Palestine, who are called Schwarzes or black Jews, are but 3% of the graduates of universities in Palestine. and less than 10% of the employees in the professions or in the public sector. In the settler state of Israel, which I prefer to refer to as Palestine. But the point being here that the great majority of the Jews themselves, and the irony it is, are Arab Jews, and the Ashkenazi operate an extraordinary hegemony over this population and treat them in a racist fashion. They are in ghettos, they are excluded, they are the recipients of a fraction of the public funds for education and for health and for welfare and for so on. So the irony of it is that the very treatment of Arabs who happen to be Jews is about a quarter step different from the treatment of the Palestinian people themselves, which is why the Black Panther movement emerged amongst the slum dwellers of the Arab Jews in the 60s and 70s. And of course, many of you may be aware that the process through which the Jews of the Arab East were brought to Israel was instructive, particularly to take the example of Iraq, where the Jews had been entirely integrated within the civil and the social and economic and political life of the Iraqi nation. And there was almost vanishing little interest on the part of the Iraqi Jews to leave Iraq, as there was throughout the Arab East, because for the most part, the Jews in the Arab world never experienced the systematic persecution and demonization that they suffered in Europe.